morning, Stu.
Hey, guys.
Running a little late this morning, huh?
It was that time of the week. Real wall-to-wall witchlock this morning.
Was it the "you're a failure as a provider" one, or my all-time favorite, "I ran out of toilet paper this morning, so I used your college diploma so it would be of some use to us"?
No, it was the warm-up act. The "you know my father would give you a much better job if you just asked." Has the UPS guy arrived yet?
Not yet, but I hope he gets here soon. I want to have enough time to put together a display before the tournament tonight.
Where did you find old villains and vigilante merchandise?
Better question. Why did you find the old V&V merchandise?
Aw, come on. We used to love playing V&V back in college.
Yeah, 20 years ago, when we had to connect the dot acne and no gray facial hair. And look where we are today. Can't wait for that reunion.
Unfortunately, it's the best we can afford.
I'll go see what Clyde has stored in the back. If I'm not back in 10 microts, send an archaeology professor in to find me.
It was nice knowing you.
He does know that we can only afford Professor Plum, right?
Get a clue. That's only a master detective. The rest of the time, he's a scientist.
Anal retentive much?
Any word yet from the distributor on when we'll get the new DVDs we ordered?
He says we'll get the videos when we pay for them.
Where's the sport in that?
I don't know. Keeping the business running?
See, I don't need my degree when I've got you.
Good morning. Can we...
Please excuse my friend. He's not used to seeing attractive women in our store. Or anywhere, really.
I can tell. If the warm welcomes don't drive them off, I'm sure the smell does. Is that ketchup and onions? Ew. He should pick up his tongue, by the way, before it gets dirty.
Trust me. If he was able to pick anything up, he wouldn't be sitting here. What can we do for you?
I have a delivery here for a girl. I assume that's a misprint.
He pronounces it Jer, but he spells it with a G and two R's.
Why?
Because he's weird.
I should have guessed. Weird people working at a comic book store. That's a first.
My name is Stu, and my dumbstruck friend here is Jean.
Like Billie Jean?
Like Jean Pool.
Right. Clearly that's worked out for him.
Oh.
Well said.
Where's the normal UPS guy?
He's been assigned to a different route. I'll be making deliveries here from now on.
Well said.
Can one of you get Gurr for me so I can have him sign off on these boxes? I have several more stops to make.
Certainly. I'll be right back after the opening theme. See, that didn't take too long.
Just long enough for your buddy to regain some semblance of intelligence.
Hi there.
I spoke too soon.
Are you holding my package?
And that is officially the worst pickup line of the day.
I didn't...
Easy, girl. I was just pulling your chain.
He could only be so lucky. Now, if that's a new add-on feature to your company's services...
I'll get the cases from the truck and be right back.
Let me help you with that.
That's okay. I don't need some big, strong man doing my job for me.
Did you hear that? She called me big and strong.
She's gorgeous.
And so far out of any of our leagues, we'd have to climb 5 flights of stairs to get to her basement.
I'd like to climb into her basement. Oh, what a climb that would be.
Hey, Stu.
Yeah?
Remember your wife?
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't blame a guy for looking. After all, I'm married, not dead.
Not yet, anyway. You're such a stereotype for midlife crisis.
Morning, Clyde.
Mm.
That's the new UPS delivery person.
Mm.
Yeah, she is.
You looking forward to the gaming tournament tonight?
Mm.
Oh.
What did you order? Grix?
I offered to help.
It's role-playing rule books and supplementals.
Oh, what games? D&D, Hero System, White Wolf, or GURPS?
You know GURPS?
V&V, Villains and Vigilantes.
Never heard of it.
Few people have.
You must have bought in bulk.
The distributor said I needed to take it all or nothing.
Should have gone with nothing.
I'm surprised you aren't hosting one of the card games. They're a bit more popular now, aren't they?
I sure knows anything about popularity.
Right. And you can talk, Gene Pool. They are a little more common, yes. You know about this stuff?
A little. I've got a little brother that's into that type of stuff.
Well, you should bring him by tonight for the tournament.
We'll see. Sign this, and I'll let you fellas get on with your day.
Don't rush off on our account.
Don't worry. I'm not.
Hey guys!
Norm!
What's new?
Comics, film, or life?
Start with life and we'll work our way up to the important stuff.
Are you gonna be at the tournament tonight?
Oh yeah, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
That's great! Aw, see guys? I told you that people would be excited.
Sure, what's not to be excited about? Video game and DVD giveaways, free food. I even heard there's going to be a Wii raffled off.
We don't have any of that stuff going on. Where did you hear that?
It's all over their website and handouts.
Whose website and handouts?
The Lion's Den. That's what you guys were talking about, right?
What? When?
Wait, they have a website?
Tonight, starts at 7. I'm surprised you guys haven't heard about this.
When did they announce this?
About 3 days ago. I thought it was pretty short notice, but according to their message boards, they're looking at a huge turnout.
Wait, they have a message board?
3 days? We've been planning this for weeks. Jer, did you forget to put up the flyers?
No, I plastered them all over town.
Oh yeah, now that you mention it, I do remember seeing something a couple of weeks ago, but they disappeared about a week ago, so I assumed you guys had canceled it. What are you guys hosting again?
Villains and Vigilantes Tournament.
Villains and what?
Ugh!
Thanks, Charlie Brown. That helps a lot.
What are they hosting? D&D? Hero Systems? White Wolf? GURPS?
Yu-Gi-Oh! Card Game. Thus the DVD and game tie-ins. They even got the U.S. distributor to visit their podcast to promote the event.
Wait, they have a podcast?
We're doomed.
Listen, guys, I had my heart set on going to the Den tonight, but you know I'm also loyal to Niels. I've been coming here every week to get my comics and DVDs for years. Even after the Lion's Den opened and they started offering 30% membership discounts. So, if you want me to come support your event tonight instead, I'll do it. Even though they're doing free giveaways.
That's great to hear. We appreciate it.
You mean you still want me to come?
Well, yeah.
Fine. But there better be free pizza at least.
He left without his comics.
He probably figured he can get them tonight.
Let's hope so. And let's make sure we ordered some pizzas. That sounded good.
He really is a nice guy, though. And a loyal customer.
Yeah. Someday we really should learn what his real name is, rather than just calling him Norm all the time.
That would be easier to do if he paid by check or credit card once in a while. but he always uses cash.
We could always ask him what his name is.
Nah.
Norm works. He's always in here.
And, like us, he kind of looks like a Norm.
Or a Morn.
Morn? That's your second option? Deep Space Nine? Everyone knows the Babylon 5 had much better names.
No characters that were modeled after Norm. You call yourself a sci-fi geek. Why don't we have a website, or a message board, or a podcast?
Same reason we don't have a lot of things. Money.
Sure. Wasn't one of your degrees in computer programming? Why can't you design us a website?
Well, that was back in the 80s, and I was trained in assembler. It's not used much anymore, let alone in web design.
I'm gonna go see what happened to our flyers. If Seth did what I think he did, I'm gonna...
Just remember, nothing they can press charges with.
Again.